Now, what happens if we try and try, but it still doesn't work? He's still starting to fall asleep. Let's see weiter. Masechtas Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Despite our best efforts, we notice his head is drooping down. His eyelids seem to be becoming heavy. Bikesh, the Kohen Gadol wants to let his namnim fall asleep. Pirchei Kohuna. We think young kids. Well, here's the sheresh of the word. The Pirchei Kohuna meant the young Kohanim. The reason they're called Pirchei is from the Lashon of like a flower that begins to open up. We refer to the young Kohanim as the Pirchei Kohuna because their beards were slowly starting to appear. Like it was slowly starting to open up on their faces. Well, what was the job of these Pirchei Kohuna? Well, Makin Lufanov, they kind of snap their fingers, the Etzba Tzereda. What is the Etzba Tzereda? How do they snap their fingers? Well, the Batanura says, and the Arishayinim who say, that it refers the index finger, or the pointer, the finger that's next to the thumb. Somehow, they were able to snap their finger in such a way that it made noise. Now, it's not always derech eretz to snap your fingers, but when you do, how do you do it? Can you do it with the finger away from your thumb, the one that's right next to it? Doesn't work by me. Most people snap their fingers by putting together the tallest finger, the one that's in the middle, together with the thumb. That makes the snapping sound. It snaps, like, into the cuff of our hands, into the palm of our hand. That and the thumb kind of make a snapping sound. No, I don't know. I can do it with that finger that's two fingers away from the thumb. I don't know how to do it with the finger that's right next to the thumb. But still, some of the Rishonim learned that's the finger they did it with, so I guess they knew how to do it, like there were many things in the Beis HaMikdash. They knew how to do that. We can't. They would snap their finger, but they would do it with derech eretz. So Yarmulai, they would say to him, Ishi kayin gadol. Again, a lashon of kavod. You can't fall asleep. It's our job to make sure that you don't fall asleep. Amoid, please stand up and put your feet down on the marble floor. Remember, the Kohen Gadol, like the other Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, walked around barefoot. Now, it's pretty cold in Yerushalayim at night, and the summer is over. It's 10 days into Tishrei. You put your bare feet down on a marble floor, that keeps you up. So again, the Omrim Lo, they said to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Sir Kohen Gadol, Amoid, V'hafik achas al haritzba. All right, let's touch these words carefully. The word v'hafik, says the Batanura, comes from the Lashon of to remove. The cold marble floor removes sleep. In Masechtas Bei, it says mafigin tamon, it takes the tam out. How do we touch the word achas? Well, the Tiferes Yisrael says, v'hafik achas al haritzba. Just one time, put your feet down on the cold marble floor. Once you get that chill, you won't fall asleep afterward. Now, that wasn't it. They still worked with him to try to keep him up. They were busy with him. Until the avoid of the day would start with the shchita of the carbon tamid. Now, what did they do with him? They said shirais with shbachais together. They said the shir hamalois and tilim. Im Hashem layivne bayis, shava malay bainav bay. In other words, they meant to say, remember, we can do everything right, but we need siyata d'shmaya in order for it to work. At this point, says the Tiferes Yisrael, we don't pressure him too much. We're not going to make him read anything. But we're gently going to work with him until it's time to start shechting the Karban Tamid. And now he's going to have, probably, what is going to be the busiest and most important day of his life. The Avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.